Good morning, everyone. This is Ronald at Hungry Ronald with the Vegan Entrepreneur Podcast. It was a great weekend this time around. I was able to go home to Philadelphia, hung out with the family, saw a couple people that I haven't seen in years. Great to catch up with them. On top of that, this week is going to be amazing. I have the girlfriend coming and traveling with me in Virginia, staying at the hotel, bringing the pooch and the cat. The pooch, I am very excited to have him. The cat, hopefully he is chill and calm this time around, because I swear he is the spawn of Satan. But it'll be a good week. Crossing my fingers for her to bring the Apple TV is along with the juicer. Whenever I go home, I juice a lot, and the fact that I haven't juiced in probably the past 2 weeks, I could really feel a difference in my body. It's kind of made me a little sad because I've been on such a high note. Whereas recently, I haven't been feeling that great, especially going back to Philadelphia. Whenever I go back to Philadelphia, I always get sick. So right now, I have a bit of a cold. But other than that, I'm very excited for this week. We're going to have some fun. A couple of things that I saw in the news. Number one, the government is what they're... One, I know that they just gave a ton of money to the milk industry that is dying because they failed to innovate, number one. Number two, I think the government just partnered up with McDonald's, which isn't the first time. They've always been partnered with them. They're one of the biggest lobbyists in the U.S. government. But on top of all that, they partnered with McDonald's to try and put more milk products in their food items. So we finally came to a agreement that milk is bad for you. It's horrible for you. But now, and it's proven, there's tons of studies out there, and now they're going to one of the biggest fast food chains in the United States, and they're trying to implement more milk products. And I hate to say this for all of you Chipotle lovers out there, but did you know McDonald's owns Chipotle? They own Chipotle. So if you think that they're going to be incorporating it into their Happy Meals, their not-so-Happy Meals, why don't you start thinking about that they are going to be incorporating that into their Chipotle menu as well. I could see them trying to, you know, whip up some more, probably like another queso option, maybe implement more cheese or putting milk in their guacamole, like sour cream. A lot of places put sour cream in their guacamole. So we'll see what happens in the near future. It's just so sad. It's like me going to the government saying, hey, by the way, I don't really want to pay my student loans, so if you could pay them for me, I'll be happy. I'd appreciate it because, you know, we're great people. We just, you know, rape cows and, you know, steal their babies from their mothers. And so if that's okay with you, could we have a stipend? Maybe it's really funny. It's really stupid. Really embarrassing too. Like, do you understand how many industries have died over time? Like, just think to yourself, like, back in the day, what industries have died? like all those MP3 player companies when the iPod came out, they all died. Nobody threw them a hand. Technology is a huge industry, but if you fail to innovate, you lose. What's another company that, I mean, not another company. Oh, well, another company recently, Toys R Us. Nobody wanted to give them any kind of bank loan. They put themselves in a ton of debt. Look at them. What do they have, like 15,000 employees? I don't think there's that many people in the milk, the dairy industry. But they'll let a toy conglomerate go out of business before they let the milk industry go out of business. Just ridiculous. It's, number one, it's sad. Number two, it's insane. And what I leave for you today, you know what? Go out there and educate people. One, what's been going on in the government. You can look it up, it's all over the place now. But number two, think about how you can talk to somebody and explain to them why milk is really bad for them. Because at the end of the day, your dollar that is in your hand is what is a winning chance for industries. So like whenever I go somewhere and places sell, like, they might have like vegetarian options, or not vegetarian, vegan options, but they also have meat and everything that they sell. I don't really like giving my dollar to them because they're failing to innovate. You know, this is the way that the world is going to go. I can guarantee you that over time, you know, everybody's going to be eating a plant-based diet. I firmly believe it. I'll give it 25 years to get to that point. But think about when you take a dollar out of your pocket and you go to spend it, think about that company. Think about what they do. Because I'd rather be giving my hard-earned dollars to people that are innovating for the better instead of giving my hard-earned dollars to people that fail to innovate and then bitch and complain when they're losing. And that's my final thought for today. Thank you for listening, everybody. This is Ronald at Hungry Ronald on Instagram. Follow me, like me, DM me with topics to talk about. If you ever thought about being on a podcast and want to join with me, throw that in there as well. It's at Hungry Ronald, spelled exactly how you would think, all put together, one word. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.